Patient partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Officials in Utah providing an update on the investigation into the killing of Charlie Kirk. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Robert Bowles.
We have recovered what we believe is the weapon that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle.
Kirk, the conservative political activist, was shot and killed yesterday at Utah Valley University while holding an event for his organization Turning Point USA. That gunman, thought to be positioned on a rooftop more than 100 yards away, is still on the run. The U.S. is now dealing with its highest inflation numbers since January. New data out this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics finds inflation is now 2.9% higher than this time last year, driven primarily by housing costs. And in New York City today,
Brian G. Ahern.
Jeremiah Joseph Ahern.
Mourners are remembering the September 11th attacks by reading out the names of the people who died that day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. Flags across the state today are flying at half staff to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died during the 2001 attacks. Governor Evers has declared today as a day of service and remembrance. He's encouraging Wisconsinites to give back to their communities through acts of kindness and by volunteering. The Packers match up against Washington tonight in prime time. And Lambeau Field has officially achieved wonder status. During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named this stadium the 11th wonder of Wisconsin yesterday. Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Before we bring you your local news, we would like to offer a moment of silence for the 2,977 victims of the 9/11 attacks 24 years ago. Thank you. And now, on to your news. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Maxine and Kelly about the Butternut Village Fest that's coming up this weekend.
This is really, you know, basically a customer appreciation sort of event. It's not a fundraiser. It's basically intended just to thank the community for all their support because, you know, you support us. And so it's a potluck, so please bring a dish to pass. I did have a guy call me yesterday and he asked about
it. Oh, neat.
And he said, how many people usually attend this? And I'm like, well, you know, anywhere between 70 and 100. And he's like, oh, I can't make a dish for that many. I'm like, no. We are not expecting you to feed 100 people.
Everybody.
That would be silly. No, just, you know. And our goal with this was to get people to go into your grandma or your mother's or your grandfather or grandmother's. I'm not being sexist here. Look at their cookbooks and see if there are old recipes that you loved as a child or grandchild and you'd like to redo those.
This is taking place Saturday, September 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Village Pavilion on Michigan Street and is completely handicap accessible. However, the Butternut Area Historical Society would like to note that if you are having a good time when 7 p.m. rolls around, they're not going to kick you out. There's also going to be live music by George Faltinowski on accordion and Johnny Lynch on drums. Beer and wine are available for purchase, but outside of those purchases, this event is free. So please come on down and enjoy community fellowship and a brat. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 13th, from 4 to 7 p.m., over at the Butternut Village Pavilion on Michigan Street. Another Democrat is running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. Lisa Hale has more.
Rick Crossan of Green Bay is a former school board member.
I've got a lot of people who I have to convince that I am the best candidate for all of the 8th Congressional District, not just the Democratic Party, not just the ambivalent people in the middle, but for the entire population of people who reside in this district.
While Crossan says he's very concerned with national events, his primary interest is the 8th Congressional District with issues like poverty, immigration, affordable housing, mental health issues, environmental concerns, and health care.
Medicaid, medical issues, Medicare. This so-called big, beautiful bill has the potential of kicking about 270,000 Wisconsinites off the program.
Crossan's not the only Democrat running for the 8th Congressional District. Mark Scheffler, a retired businessman from Appleton, will run against him in the primary in August of 2026. The winner of that primary will take on incumbent Tony Weed.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of dense fog through mid-morning, then expect partly sunny skies to develop, a beautiful September day with a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 50 degrees. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, another great day with a high of 75. Right now, 53 degrees. 98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. So much, yeah.
involved in the making of this song. This is only a test, 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 test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and it's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 redneck crazy. Me and the girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. My mouth shut right along. And be the girl in a country song. Well, shaking my money maker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. Huh. These days it ain't easy being mad. Girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouth shut and rattle. Never did it this way back in the old days. Oh, yo, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Keep our mouths shut and ride along down some old dirt road we don't even want to be on. And be the girl in a country song.
Yeah. I ain't your tan leg Juliet. Can I put on some real clothes now?
Oh, no.
Here we go!
Right now, 98Q Country.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking that a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Dirk Bentley there at 98.
I know what I was feeling.
Q Country.
What was I thinking?
Waiting for that sun to come out, aren't we? Yeah, warm things up. I don't know about you, but I've had about enough already of the cold, damp stuff. It's only September 11th, and we should be still warm, and we will be warm. You'll be 80 this weekend. It'll be nice. It will be a nice weekend to be out and about, whatever you got going on. We have a lot going on here. High school football tonight and tomorrow night now. The Phillips game is now tonight at Rib Lake, and Shawamigan going to travel down to Prentice. Tomorrow night, both of those games on Trail Mix. And then we got Packers here tonight, Brewers tomorrow, tomorrow night at 98Q. So a lot going on. We want to psychologically prepare you for the Packer game, of course. We always are thinking of you, our listeners. So we bring in the level-headed Packer fan of 98Q, Greg Gunderson, to talk a little Packer football.
I don't expect that title on my headstone exactly, but I appreciate it.
3.5-point favorite, I believe. The Packers are at home. They basically are saying if these two teams played on a neutral field, we're not really sure.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
It's a home field advantage 100%. Otherwise, it'd be totally neutral. And honestly, give or take 3 points any direction. If the Commanders were favored by 3, even at Lambeau, I would get it. You know, they've got a scary team.
Yeah, I like the Packers' chances in this. Of course, Washington with their young quarterback is still, you know, I don't want to say the jury is out yet, but looking for him to show that consistency for a couple seasons before we say, you know what, he's going to be really, really good. Still kind of waiting to see what happens this year with that.
He picked up last week where he started last year, just like I mentioned, and will be mentioning today in my shows. And they're coming up with nicknames for him, by the way. And when the nickname is so good that you like the opponent's nickname, you know it's a good one. You know how cool and calm and collected Jaden Daniels is known for being?
Yeah.
He's got that big, huge, I mean, great smile on that dude. That's like a Hollywood smile. They're calling him the Grin Reaper. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm with that. But, Jaden Daniels, he absolutely seems to have started the way he finished last year, and that's bad for Packers fans. But it's good for people who like close games.
Yeah, it'll be should be interesting tonight. This would be This would be a big win for both teams, I think. And if either team loses this game, unless it's in a blowout, I don't think that you're saying, oh boy, we're in trouble, because just of the quality of the opponent. Washington was what, in the NFC Championship game last, weren't they?
I don't recall.
They played the Eagles in the NFC title game.
You're 100% correct, which was amazing, because that was Jaden Daniels' rookie year. He was the offensive rookie of the year last year. If he maintains his pace over this season, and even with a little bit of a dip, you know, he'd have to drop quite a bit to be called not good, because he was so good last year. It's happened, though, recently. C.J. Stroud down in Houston has had some trouble because of the offensive line that they've tried to protect him with. Might as well be a turnstile. And so the regression's possible, but if he keeps playing like he started last week, we're going to start asking questions that are more to the tune of how good will he be?
Yeah. By the way, thank you to the schedulers of the NFL for this is a purple wine. Are you ready? Purple wine. Are you ready?
Purple wine?
Yep.
Is this a Prince song?
You get a new quarterback out there in J.J. McCarthy. So what do the schedulers do to young J.J. McCarthy? His first five games, four of those five on national TV. So, yeah, I mean, they're 8:30 in the morning Sunday games on NFL Network. So maybe you don't want to consider that a national game. I don't know, when they go to play in London or wherever that is.
I know what I'm doing on Sunday mornings. Yes, next couple of weeks. Yeah. I mean, it's great. I love waking up. It's like, hey, football starts at noon. Oh. And then you turn on the TV and the game is halfway over. It's like, oh, yeah, the London game.
When they started the London games and I went to bed Saturday night setting my alarm to get up for football, I was like, all right, NFL, I get it. I love you.
I knew you were a fellow degenerate, Joel. I knew it.
That's right. Oh, that's fantastic. The Vikings have back-to-back weeks where they play at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday the 28th and Sunday, October the 5th.
Wow.
I think it's the first time ever that a team has had back-to-back international games, I believe.
I think so. I think that's 100% correct. I'd have to check.
Yeah.
I think that's 100%. I gotta stop using that phrase. That doesn't fit. I don't believe it's happened before. But the weird thing, too, is that they've got to pick a home team and an away team to designate for those games that are in London. And you guys are the away team. Like, is there a home team in Dublin?
Yeah. The Packers will have 10 days off after today's game. They'll need it. They're a little nicked up. They got a few guys that are probably going to try and play. And, you know, hopefully the last thing you want to do is, you know, hear the whistle blow and the ref does the wave of the arms above his head and he says injury timeout, and you're like, oh, I hope it's not our guy. But the Packers have had a little bit of that, and hopefully not tonight.
No, hopefully. That's the Zach Tom questions weighing on my mind. They don't necessarily have as scary edge rushers like Aiden Hutchinson, but when you see Aiden Hutchinson do absolutely nothing last week, we want to keep that, and we need Zach Tom to do that. Like we talked about earlier this week, the right tackle's more important than ever before, and we just paid ours, and he just got hurt, and now I'm scared. So it should be a close game, though. That's what I'm hoping for, and pack by three.
I like the Packers in this one. I don't know if they're going to cover the 3.5. It might come down to a last second field goal, but I like LaFleur. I just like the way the Packers handle themselves. They don't give it away. If you're going to beat the Packers, for the most part, you're going to have to come get it. Usually the Packers don't give you the fumbles. They don't give you the interceptions typically. So Cleveland or Washington's got to come get it tonight.
Yeah, we got to watch out, though, because if Jordan Love does have that one boneheaded pick six in him that shows up every once in a while when he tries to throw something away under pressure, and it's like, hey, Jordan, you know that throwing it away means away from the defense, right? Every once in a while, it's like me with the driver. You know, I'll practice for 3 weeks straight, keep your head down, and I'll hit dingers. They're going over the fence. And then I step up to the tee box, you put that club down behind the ball, you black out, and you only wake up when the garbage hit is skittering 10 yards in front of the box. Like, sometimes even practice isn't enough. You gotta practice right after all, and I don't.
I believe in telling your brain what to do and not what not to do.
Oh, I agree, but it doesn't listen.
It doesn't.
Keep your head down. Keep your head down.
Because you step up to that tee box and you say, all right, whatever you do, don't hit it left. Don't hit it left because that's out of bounds. And your brain's like, did I hear left?
Yeah.
Did somebody say left?
Someone ordered left. Rush.
I didn't hear anybody say where you wanted it to be. Yeah. I just heard you say where you don't want it to be.
Rush delivery, airmail to the left.
Packer football 503 today. Thank you, Gray Gunderson, He'll have two until five to spew out those Packer inspirational moments this afternoon, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you, Gray. more of the morning show coming up.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. It's the end of summer Labor Day sale at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and on Main Street in Ashland. Say big now on the furniture brands you love. Lazy Boy, Ashley, Best Craft, Rustonic, and Nectar. Everything you need to refresh your home for less is waiting. Hurry, the sale ends September 13th. Time is running out to grab unforgettable Labor Day deals with interest-free financing and delivery available. Shop today before the savings are gone. Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Hallman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop and race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Feast on hearty turkey legs and cheer on live combat jousts. There's something for everyone in our magical village. Bring your family, bring your friends, and create memories that will last through the ages. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival, weekends August 16th through September 28th. Don't miss the adventure. Get your tickets at renaissancefest.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of dense fog through mid-morning, then expect partly sunny skies to develop, a beautiful September day with a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 50 degrees. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, another great day with a high of 75. Right now, 53 degrees.
98Q Country.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do. Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, or speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
It's been a wreck, mean week, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat. Busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing. Just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Talk, I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night.
It's been a wreck me week. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on the night shift, baby?
Hands of time.
Hey, this is Scotty McCreary.
Smile on her face when she make me break out of my guitar and play.
Oh, man, I love this station.
98Q Country.
Still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing about the crowd and the noise.
Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. The truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
98Q Country.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. I tried every last one of them. Oh, I break bottles up on that shelf.
but the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. There ain't no way I'm driving home. I'm three sheets, don't tie one on. But this liquor ain't as strong as your sweet.
Mr. Nate Smith, that's called Bulletproof, a 98Q Country on this Thursday morning. Good to have you along. A little change in our schedule. We've got the Rib Lake Phillips game, which is now being played tonight. So Rib Lake hosting Phillips High School football, and we'll have that game for you. Now, Packer fans, get that little radio. Get something that you can listen to the over-the-air signal, because the National Football League, they have enough. Well, they don't have enough money, so they need... Leave it alone, Joel. So we can't stream the Packer game on our Civic Media app. We cannot stream it on our website. We can only play the Packers on the radio station right here, 98.3. So if you're headed down to that Phillips Rib Lake game, get something. If you can play the radio on your phone or whatever it might be, but it has to be at the actual radio signal. All right? Can't be the app. Can't be probably your phones aren't probably going to work. Maybe dig out that old transistor radio you have in your junk drawer and bring that with whatever it takes. Our signal goes out a long ways. So we'll have the Packers on for you. We won't tell if you have, you know, a little earbud in there and you're listening to the game. We won't tell anybody. So we'll have that on for you if you're going down to watch the Rib Lake Phillips football game tonight. Packer pregame, by the way, today starts at 5:03, your home of the Packers all season long. And the Brewers, too, of course. They're off today. It's all right here, 98Q Country.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Let's take a moment here to head on down to Wheelway in Fifield and visit with Pete. Good day to Pete. How are we doing down there?
Hey, we're rocking and rolling, Joel. How about yourself?
We're doing good. You guys are doing some great work for some great local charities again this month, right, Pete?
Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, some great organizations that are serving this community in Price County. Make sure you check our Facebook page of listing all the items that these organizations need, and let's do a great job and support these guys this month.
And you have a wonderful array and a number of cars out there and trucks.
I'll tell you what, a bunch of new inventory, newer pre-owned, 2025s, 24s, low miles, come with a lifetime warranty on the engine, the transmission, the powertrain, as long as you own the vehicle. You're not going to find that anywhere else. We are a one-stop shop. We have over 30 banks in-house looking to earn your business, as well as no credit, bad credit, no problem. Call 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking to back these great organizations, Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, let's make sure we get them everything they need here this month.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. Your courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I can forget you, girl, forget.
good, even though I should. I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Morgan Wallen there at 98Q Country. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. Greg Gunderson's going to be filling in for me tomorrow. He'll be chatting with Mike Clemens. Some good Packer chat, I'm sure, tomorrow morning. At about 8:15, we'll do the birthdays and the shopping show. And Greg will be in. We're going to head heading south. I'm going to go down to Milwaukee for the weekend and spend a couple days down there with my son. So I'm looking forward to that. Everybody needs a little time off, and that's what we're going to do. So I hope you have a terrific weekend. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Packers coming up later. High school football tonight, tomorrow. Mike McKay and the Midday. He's coming in next.
Check this out.
What's up, y'all? My name is Bailey Zimmerman. Born to be getting back up. That's the only backup plan you need.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Me and his partner. Me and his partner.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Eyes and tips is all upon you. The eyes of Texas are upon you.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Knife Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band."
So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. Love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Oh,
Alabama there. Before I hand it over to McKay, quick note, Dollar General today, the Knights of Columbus is doing their Brat and Burger sale there, raising money for our kids and for scholarships. So they'll be there from 10:30 to 4:30. So stop by Dollar General, get yourself a Brat Burger, support our scholarships, support the Knights of Columbus. Dollar General here, Park Falls today, 10:30 to 4:30. McKay in the Midday coming in next at 98Q.
Two tickets to a concert. It's a Daytona airbrush t-shirt. Wondering who's gonna kiss who first. You know what I'm talking about. Hey baby, what you doing tonight? It's butterflies and Bud Lights under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel in a spring break town. It's playing in the night air through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American country love song. And every town and every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. Can a pair of old my blue eyes let them fireworks start? That American country love song ain't ever gonna quit playing on and on and on. Well, as Chris loves Jenny on a license plate, it's daddy getting mad cause you came home late. It's one last kiss in the driveway. Hey radio DJ, can you play that song that she loves so I can turn it up and maybe turn her on? An American country love song. In every town and every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. Can a pair of old my blue eyes let them fireworks start? That American country love song ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on and on. So let's raise a glass, cheerleaders and quarterbacks, cowboys and country girls all around this small town world. To the same old pickup lines we've tried a million times. All the bad and good as it gets to the ones that you ain't.